The difficulty, Wallace goes on to note, is that mind and consciousness are not a mechanism of the brain in the way that, for example, cell division is a mechanism of cells and photosynthesis is a mechanism of plants. Although brains, minds, and consciousness are obviously interrelated, no material mechanism accounts for that relationship. Wallace continues, "A genuine emergent property of the cells of the brain is the brain's semi-solid consistency, and that is something that objective physical science can well comprehend. But they do not understand how the brain produces any state of consciousness." In other words, if mental phenomena are in fact nothing more than emergent properties and functions of the brain, their relation to the brain is fundamentally unlike every other emergent property and function found in nature. For much of the 20th century, the problem of consciousness was simply avoided. Starting before World War I, the reigning movement in psychology was behaviorism, which ruled out discussing mental events. All behavior was to be explained in terms of stimulus and response, ignoring the question of consciousness. B.F. Skinner was the best-known mid-century behaviorist. "It is in the nature of an experimental analysis of human behavior that it should strip away the functions previously assigned to autonomous man and transfer them one by one to the controlling environment." B.F. Skinner, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. Following the development of cognitive psychology in the 1950s, the computer was the favored model for human thinking. But the enthusiasm of the early AI proponents was dampened by the fact that consciousness is precisely what computer programs do not have. For example, if a software expert develops a program that beats a chess grandmaster who plays without a program, the program itself cannot know or care about the victory. Only the human participants can. That is another small part of the hard problem of consciousness. The machines will convince us that they are conscious, that they have their own agenda worthy of our respect. We will come to believe that they are conscious much as we believe that of each other. More so than with our animal friends, we will empathize with their professed feelings and struggles because their minds will be based on the design of human thinking. They will embody human qualities and will claim to be human, and we'll believe them. Ray Kurzweil, The Age of Spiritual Machines.